The flu vaccine shortage is now a campaign issue after the company expected to make half the U.S. supply this year had its license suspended in Britain. Many people were surprised to learn that that company is based not there, but in California. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that in drug and vaccine manufacturing, outsourcing is common.
So exactly what was U.S.-based Chiron Corporation doing, making all of its flu vaccine at a plant in Liverpool, England? The same thing most of its competitors are doing, says Richard Evans, a drug industry analyst with Sanford Bernstein.
It's quite common for American companies to manufacture drugs abroad.
Evans says there are a number of reasons U.S.-based drug companies actually make their products in other countries. One is to spread its risk.
Two is there's some obvious tax advantages. Foreign countries give manufacturers a tax break.
In other words, companies save money by moving production. And making drugs in other countries also gives companies some leverage in price negotiations with governments that have price controls.
If you offer jobs and tax base to the overseas country, then that helps you get a good price for your drugs in that country.
Ironically, Aventis Pasteur, the remaining major manufacturer of flu vaccine for this country, also practices outsourcing in the opposite direction.
It's a French-based company who has decided to set up shop in Pennsylvania to produce their product.
That's Chris Jennings, a former health policy advisor to President Clinton, now working informally for Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry. Industry analyst Richard Evans says what Aventis does makes sense.
It's quite helpful when you approach Congress, particularly as a foreign company, to be a large domestic employer and a large domestic payer of salaries and a large domestic provider of capital investment.
But U.S. companies' trend towards making flu vaccine in other countries could be dangerous, one vaccine maker is warning. Jim Young of MedImmune, which makes the nasal spray vaccine FluMist, said outsourcing vaccine manufacturing puts the product at the discretion of regulatory authorities in other countries.
Or worse yet, in the event of a catastrophic event or the emergence of a new pandemic strain, the host country may embargo vaccine for use within its own borders.
Kerry advisor Jennings says outsourcing is less of a problem than the fact that only two firms were left to provide nearly all the nation's vaccine supply.
I think fundamentally we have a situation where we have too much reliance on too few companies producing this life-saving, potentially, vaccine for very vulnerable populations of this country.
At a news conference yesterday, Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson said the Bush administration agrees with that, and he insisted that it's been working on the problem all along.
We went to work immediately to reverse this environment and be able to create a more fertile marketplace that will attract more manufacturers as well as make vaccine manufacturing more efficient and more cost-effective.
The bad news? It takes around 5 years for a new vaccine maker to get operations up and running. Meanwhile, the question is less where flu vaccine gets made than how much gets made. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.